Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy Leo Weston back with another dose of Tame the Bull. Let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs. Deadlines looming, traffic jams that make you want to scream into the void, and that one coworker who always seems to have a negative aura. Yeah, we've all been there. Anger and stress are like those unwanted house guests that just won't leave, but guess what? You're in control. This ain't about becoming Zen masters overnight, though that'd be pretty cool. It's about learning practical tools to handle the heat, keep your cool, and thrive even when life gets crazy. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into how to tame those inner beasts and navigate daily stress with grace and power. First things first, let's talk about understanding anger and stress. Ever felt like a pressure cooker about to explode? You know that feeling when your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you just want to scream into the abyss? That's your body's natural fight or flight response kicking in. While this was super helpful for our caveman ancestors dodging saber-toothed tigers, it doesn't always serve us in our modern world of traffic jams and endless emails. But here's the thing, awareness is key. Once you recognize those signs, the tightness in your chest, the racing thoughts, you can start to take control before things escalate. Now, let's talk about practical strategies. Number 1, mindfulness. Sounds fancy, right? It's actually just paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your internal monologue. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and focus on your surroundings. It's a game changer for calming that inner storm. Number 2, exercise. Yes, I know, another cliche. But seriously, physical activity is a powerful stress reliever. It releases endorphins, those happy hormones that make you feel good, and helps clear your head. Find something you enjoy, whether it's running, dancing, swimming, or even just taking a brisk walk. Number 3, healthy boundaries. Learn to say no. You don't have to be a superhero and please everyone all the time. Setting boundaries protects your time and energy, and prevents resentment from building up. Remember, saying no sometimes is actually an act of self-care. Number 4, connect with loved ones. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and provide much-needed support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. And finally, number 5, humor. Laughter is truly the best medicine. Find ways to inject some humor into your day, whether it's watching a funny show, reading a comic, or just sharing a laugh with friends. Laughter releases tension and helps put things in perspective. Let's take this one step further with a real-life example. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic. The car in front of you is crawling, and your meeting is about to start in 10 minutes. Your mind starts racing, I'm going to be late. This presentation was important. That anger and stress are building up, right? But hold on a second. Take a few deep breaths, remember those mindful techniques we talked about. Maybe even crank up your favorite upbeat song and sing along, don't worry, I won't judge. Instead of letting that frustration consume you, turn it into fuel. Use the extra time to mentally prepare for your presentation, rehearse key points, visualize success. When you arrive at your meeting, instead of apologizing for being late, use the energy you gained from that stressful moment and deliver an even more impactful presentation. See? Turning those lemons into lemonade. So, there you have it. 5 powerful takeaways to help you navigate anger and stress in daily life. Remember, this isn't about becoming a robot devoid of emotions. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms so you can live your best life, with less stress and more awesome moments. Alright, my fellow humans, it's time for action. What resonated with you most from today's episode? Which strategies will you be implementing this week? Share your thoughts in the comments. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with real talk and actionable advice. Until next time, stay cool, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.